report about Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavan, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama. On the night of October 9, 1998, Bhagavan, now in his 87th year, ate a normal meal but experienced weakness while returning to his bed from the kitchen. Nevertheless, he was very cheerful and thought nothing of the weakness. Apprehensive about his health, one of the devotees checked on him at midnight. He looked fine and was sleeping soundly. Then he was checked on again at 3 a.m. This time, things were different. Bhagavad was found on the floor and was unable to raise himself. He was helped to his bed and an ambulance was called. The paramedics were unable to determine the cause of his weakness. They, however, took him to the St. John's Hospital emergency room. He was thoroughly checked over by a doctor. A CAT scan was done, but no definite problem was discernible. He was kept in the hospital for observation during the day. His condition slowly deteriorated. It was determined the next day that he had suffered a stroke which progressed while in the hospital. He became paralyzed on the left side, affecting his ability to speak. For 2 weeks, he was in the hospital and then sent to a nursing home just one block from the ashrama. There, it was thought he would undergo therapy to regain use or partial use of his limbs. This did not happen. His son Bhaskar expressed the desire to bring him to his home to live with his family. He was brought to his son's home before Christmas and has remained there since. A home care worker attends on him from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. His family attends on him at other times. He is able to speak but cannot walk. He thinks little about his physical limitations and was even enthused to join us on our trip to Arunachala on January 31. He is not in any particular pain, maintains a healthy appetite, a well-known lifelong trait, and is occasionally wheeled up to the ashrama, which is only 4 blocks from his son's residence. Lastly, his mind is still firmly fixed on his guru and God, Sri Ramana. By simply mentioning his name to him, one can watch how he melts in devotion.